You're listening to WDOT Pro Washington. Today's a very special edition of the show. We're going to be broadcasting the Letter Club's annual fun day out right here in the Schreiber, outdoors. You're here in the studio with Bobby Katz.
And AJ Friedman. We're going to be bringing you live broadcasts of 5th grade fun day. And it should be a very good show. We have our fellow DJs in the Radio 2 broadcasting class doing play-by-play and color commentary of the activities.
Yeah, so we're going to be taking calls from our different studio members out there, and including Chad Edelblum, Tommy Doyle, you name it, we have it here in WDOT.
So why don't we start by giving a little basic rundown of what Fun Day is? I mean, we've all been through it when we were in fifth grade.
Yeah, so basically, it's a bunch of kids from all the different schools that get to come together on this day, and they just participate in different events out on the Schreiber Field.
It's Daly, Guggenheim, Manor Haven, and Salem, as well as Sousa. And it's run by the Letter Club at Schreiber High School, and which is made up of athletes from the Schreiber sports teams. And it seems we have a call from Nick Catrone coming in. Hello, Nick. You're on WDOT.
Yeah, I'm on WDOT. So, we're coming down right here. It's me, Carl, Chad, Zach, Doyle, and Sherbert. And we're getting right to the front of the action right now as all the elementary school students from Port Washington, from schools such as Salem, Guggenheim, Daly, Manor Haven, and Sousa, are filing in right now. And there's about 18 rows of white-shirted elementary schoolers. And right now they're organizing, so there's nothing yet to broadcast. But it's very emotional right now.
Nick, do you remember anything about your fun day experience?
I do. I remember that when I went to fun day, it was a very beautiful day, like it is right now. About the same temperature. And there were so many activities we did. I really don't remember that all of them, but there was kickball, baseball, catch of the flag, weaving through cones on one leg, I don't know, anything you want. They have it, and it's very exciting. I mean, these kids, they look really happy right now that they're going to be graduating from elementary school. And that's the way I felt, too, during this time in 2005.
Yeah,
and how about your experience with Fun Day?
Seeing as how we all had the same fun day, most of us except for Tommy Doyle and Carl Chua, it was a beautiful day. I remember there was something like kickball, there was three-legged races. It was not related at all to what we were going to be doing at the middle school, but it was fun.
Nick, can you tell us some of the events that are going on out there? What's the setup looking like right now?
Right now, there's still kids filing in, but as I can see on the field, there are a bunch of cones lined up with soccer nets. It looks like they're going to play soccer right now. But as of right now, that's all I can see going on.
All right, Nick. Thank you. We'll stay in touch.
All right. We're going to take a little break. We're going to play.
All right.
Thank you, Nick. We're going to take a little break here. We're going to be back with more Fun Day. We're going to broadcast a little bit more about the event. We have more reporters waiting outside. We'll be right back on WDOT Port Washington.
Hey, it's AJ and Bobby back here on our Fun Day special. Bobby, I understand, has a few callers in waiting to talk about their Fun Day experience.
All right, we have a few callers on the line that are going to tell us about what Fun Day means to them. You're on the air. Who am I speaking to right now?
Chad.
This is Chad. Okay, this is Chad, one of our broadcasters. Chad, you're on the air.
Well, Fun Day is about to begin. Coach Giamingo is on the megaphone currently at this moment, and she's discussing the rules of Fun Day. Now, there are many teachers and students out here.
Mostly is running this Fun Day that's happening out there on the field.
Running this Fun Day is Letter Club with their immaculate Fun Day Letter Club t-shirts, and Coach G and Coach Park.
Chad, when are the events planned to start for this event? Are they beginning yet?
I do not know. Currently, they are discussing the rules and directions of how to play the game.
Can you give us a little rundown, Chad, of the rules of the games that they're about to be playing?
Okay. I'm in you.
Brian, hung up.
All right, we have lost our caller, but we will be back. AJ, in the meantime, let's talk about what we feel is the point of Fun Day. While they're not raising money for any event or charity, this still seems to be a meaningful event for some people.
Yeah, I've always thought that the meaning of Fun Day is to meet your the students who you'll be attending middle school with in a few months before you actually attend middle school.
Yeah, that's what I thought about Fun Day going into it. I remember going on the bus. I was kind of actually a little bit nervous about meeting new people. I didn't think that I'd have that many people I knew around there with me because nobody really was going with me. I don't know why I was nervous now that I think about it. It's Fun Day.
It kind of surprised me how many people I actually knew from around the district. And it was fun having just a day where you could just kind of relax and meet people and catch up with people and kind of make friends in going into the school year so you could have a little time with them before you're thrust into a school year.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, we're on WDOT Bar Washington, 5:30 a.m. We have more callers coming. We'll be right back. Here's The Killers with Mr. Brightside.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. The vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
That sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with kids like Katie, Tom helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
All right, we're sending it down to WDOT DJ Chad Edelblum, who has an interview down there on the field.
Chad, you're on the air.
Where's Doyle and Zach?
Chad, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm getting an interview. I am here with Team 13 Captain Jason Gervitz of Fun Day.
Hi. Is the song coming?
Yeah.
I can't hear. I'm supposed to go on the field now.
Okay. Never mind. You should go on the field. Well, Wheeler, if you're watching kickball, as being pitched by Michael Murphy, Jr., in Schreiber High School. And there are currently three Schreiber High School students watching over two teams at the kickball game.
Chad, who's competing in this event?
This is Jake now. In this event, we have two different kickball teams. We have the Bronx Bombers versus the San Diego Chargers.
What's your role? What's your role in this game? Are you playing? What are you doing?
No, I am the color commentator. But right now, the MVP so far through Schubert. Happening has got to go to the Fitter's Harbor for the Bronx Bombers.
Okay, Schubert, we'll stay in the air with you. You could give us a little preview of who you think will win this game?
The Bronx Bombers are one of the best running teams in the league. They lead the league in doubles for innings, but that's an outstanding rate, and they don't beat themselves in the field, which is why I see them as probably a sleeper to win the whole thing.
Well, could you give us the injury report on the on both of these teams?
And it's a single...
All right, we're gonna ask you to refer more to these kids by names rather than that little kid.
Oh, it's Rob. Oh, it's Peg by the second baseman. We got a sniper on the loose. The pitch by Murphy. Kick, and the pitcher's helper picks it up. And so it's and it's a wild pitch. A wild throw.
Chad, this seems like a pretty exciting game.
Chad, this seems like pandemonium.
What's going on right now in the game?
Right now, it's in the middle of the ending. We have a couple of commercials right now. Well, there's a big screen in the ballpark.
Alright, so... What inning and what is the score right now?
The score is 0-0. The pitcher's duel.
Seems like a pretty exciting game, Jake.
And Autobahn is my swing. With the front row. Off the hand of the shortstop. Go to the second baseman. But that is going to be a single. Alright, we're going to take a break now. If you want more information on other games around Fun Day, please call Zach or Doyle.
Zach or Doodle, apparently.
All right, AJ, it seems pretty exciting. What's going on out there?
It doesn't. I don't know. I'm in the studio with you, Bobby.
Yeah, but I could tell from the excitement on Sherbert's voice.
Me being telepathically gifted, I'm going to have to say that there's at least three games of Capture the Flag and two games of kickball going on right now. I can only imagine the excitement and joy that's going on out there on our field.
Wow, only this could happen.
If only Schreiber High School had a fun day for seniors and juniors and sophomores.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun.
All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back on WDOT Port Washington.
Hey, this is DJ Jerry.
And this is DJ Ross Balaban.
And you can listen to the trifecta on A&D Days on WDOT Port Washington.
Hello, good morning, and this is Harrison Irmer on Dynasty, Port Washington's top sports show.
This is Peter Doskus. You can catch us on 7:30 on E-Days.
And that's a wrap for your Dynasty.
It seems today that all you see are sports and other boring stuff on WGOT.
But what about something entertaining?
Just buy us a beer day in line.
The Family Guys on WDOT.
Music and enjoyment.
Jokes and conversation.
Every D-Day during.
Period 5.
It's the Family Guys.
Hey, it's Bobby Katz here on WDOT. 5:30 a.m. We are broadcasting Fun Day. We're waiting to talk with our fellow broadcaster, Nick, who's right now out there. That'll be coming up shortly. So far, we have recapped the event, me and AJ here in the studio. We have discussed what the importance of this fun day is and how it's sponsored by the Letter Club. We have talked to Chad Edelblom, one of our fellow broadcasters, and now we're just waiting on more calls. It seems to be an exciting day, and we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back once again.
You're on the air now.
We're on the air now. All right.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Nick Catron with the soccer game.
Nick, why don't you split up this 6-person broadcast and broadcast more than one game?
Well, it's kind of tough because
there's so many
games going on, and Carl's not here right now with us, so there's only three of us down here.
Typical Carl.
No, I think Team 17 is going to win this tournament.
Carl's not here with us right now. He's actually watching the track, but he doesn't have a cell phone on him, so he's just probably practicing his broadcasting skills down there.
Hello, are you guys still there?
Yes, we're still here. And I think we're going to move over to the kickball tournament right now going on our right. It's a fantastic game. The supervisors are Tommy Weil and Zach Alperin.
Why don't you guys get an interview with Tommy? Why don't you guys get an interview with Tommy Weil?
Yeah. Oh my God, we almost got hit by a kickball while we were looking across the outfield. And Zach didn't get hit. He wants us to say he got hit, but he didn't. All right, so right now there's no distinction of what the teams are. They're playing. as we can see,
Nick, when you get an interview, you call me back, all right? We're going to come back up to the studio now. Kelly, I have a quick question for you. What morals are you trying to instill on these kids by having an event like Fun Day? Okay, she kind of just left, folks. Bobby, what do you have for us?
All right, let's hang up in this call.
All right, we're coming back up to the studio.
Thanks, guys. We hope to hear from you soon. All right, so it is me and AJ. Bobby Katz and AJ Friedman here in the WDOT studios here on Fun Day. Hey, AJ, take it over.
Hey, what's up? We're bringing it to you real smooth here on 5th Grade Fun Day. We got your mixture play by play. We got some opinions on Fun Day. And we're going to have some more interviews from coaches, players, and DJs alike coming to you.
All right, we're going
to
take a little break. We'll be right back on WDOT.
No, we're not ready. He's gone.
Okay, we're on the air anyway. How you guys doing down there?
We're doing good. I'm here with Doyle, Sherbert, Zach, and Chad. And here we go. We have Sean. Here we go. And Chad's going to interview a little fifth grader named Sean. Here we go.
What does Fun Day mean to you?
It means it's fun.
Really? Please, come here. Okay, we have this little kid, Justin, who is very excited about Fun Day. What does Fun Day mean to you?
Just running around and, like, screaming at kids.
That's very interesting. What, did you make any new friends?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No, not really.
Yes.
Multiple?
Yes.
Not really.
Not really?
Not really.
Not really?
I
made a lot. What's your favorite part of Fun Day?
Get wet! You get wet!
I like kickball. I get to kick the ball at kids.
Did you play kickball all throughout elementary school?
Yes, and I always miss every ball that's hit to me.
Have you? Are you excited about going to 11 next year?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Yes.
It was a bit close-ended. How excited are you guys?
Very, very excited.
A bit close-ended too.
Why are you so excited?
Yeah.
Why are you so excited to go to 11?
I'm moving out every 45 minutes,
moving
from class to class.
All right, Shamel.
Here's
Shamel. Okay, we have a few more interviews. We're
going to
start. Bye! Bye, Sean. We're going to start with Ryan. What does Fun Day mean to you, Ryan?
Boring.
Boring? Why is it boring?
I don't know.
You haven't made any new friends?
This is boring! This kid is freaking boring!
No name calling! No name calling.
Okay. How does Fun Day mean to you?
It's okay. You like it, you said?
Yeah.
Has your kickball skills improved?
Yeah, it's all right.
But the real question is, are you looking forward to Weber? Why or why not?
Yeah, because I like shoving people in lockers.
So you consider yourself a bully?
Well, most of the time, yeah.
Okay, Weber, watch out, because how do you pronounce your name?
Sean.
Sean? Sean is coming, Weber, so watch out. That is all here at the track. Here's the link.
All right, so, you know what? I don't know. There's really nothing much we can do now. I mean, we can go back and do like a, hey, guys, did you guys interview, did you broadcast the game up top? What was the game up top?
We broadcasted one of the kickball games, which ended in a 1-0 pitcher's magnificent pitching performance by Mr. Michael Murphy.
So, are you guys thinking we should go up to the top of the hill and see what's going on up there?
I think it's
time
to wrap it up and go
back. All right, we're going to wrap it up and grab some tacos. So, remember, sombreros are real. WDOT Bowl, Washington. We love you all. All
right, thank you, guys. That was Nick.
That was adorable and frightening all at the same time.
That was Nick Sherbert, Zach Doyle.
Doyle.
And a bunch of other people. I'm not really sure who it was.
They were interviewing a few of the Fun Day participants over there on the field. Basically, they just gave everyone a preview of the new breed of bullies that are coming to Weber.
Yeah, shoving people in lockers, that's not really looking good. All right, for now, that's going to end our special on Fun Day down on the Schreiber Field. We've had a good time here in the studio. My name is Bobby.
My name is AJ.
And you're listening to WDOT.
Stay beautiful.
Port Washington. Love you.